This break is brought to you by The Marine Biology Trip, an evidence for faith adventure in science and the Bible in the Florida Keys for ages 14 and up. Here's what a past student had to say.
And it's an educational hands-on experience that you will never forget. It's gonna stick with you. And you learn things that you probably wouldn't have learned in normal school. It's not what I expected to come here, but it exceeded my expectations of what it would be like. Because I thought it would just be like, okay, we do some homework, we snorkel, bam, done. You know, we see some fish. But like, we got to see some really cool stuff, and I've formed a lot of cool friendships that I probably never would have without the trip.
Find out more about this adventure by clicking the link in the description or go to evidenceforfaith.org/marinebiology. That's evidence, the number 4, faith.org/marinebiology.
So I'm just going to give you a little bit of history here. You're down here in the Florida Keys, and you're in the land of pirates. Where my headquarters was out that direction, a couple hundred miles, to a place called New Providence, Nassau. But let me give you a little background. My name, I am Captain James Lane. Captain James Lane. I lived back in I was born in the late 1600s and lived in the 1700s. And I was an honest sailor. I really was an honest sailor. But there was a war that came up between England, because I was English, between the English, the French, and the Spanish. And so England needed every able man. They didn't have that many ships. So the King of England sponsored what we call privateers. Now I was a privateer. Privateers are not pirates. A privateer has a license to go out and to capture the enemy ships. We wouldn't touch our own, wouldn't attack an English ship. We would attack just the French and the Spanish, occasionally a Dutch. But anyway, we would take those ships and we would rob them of what they had. We were not bloodthirsty people, as many people think, we privateers. There was an honor to it. Sometimes we just took whatever they had and there wasn't much of a fight. But as the war went on, we became very, very skilled at our job. At capturing ships, intimidating people to give us what they had aboard. Well, what ended up happening, the war ended. There were thousands of us privateers all over the ocean. Our base was in Jamaica. But then, when the war ended, what were we to do? Some didn't want to go back to fishing. Some didn't want to go back to the honest trades. I, being an honest sailor, I wanted to go back to doing just merchant shipping across the Atlantic, which is what I did. Others, like Edward Teach, Charles Vane, Ben Hornigold, and others, they crossed the line, they became pirates. Pirates attacking almost any ship, except Ben Hornigold. Down in Nassau, he wouldn't. He was very loyal still to England. But even though they weren't supposed to be taking ships anymore, they were doing it. Not me, I was an honest sailor. So I was sailing across back and forth from England to the colonies here. And the thing is, I was a very, very happy man, not making much money, but I wanted to be honest. And one day, a pirate came and captured my ship. His name was Edward England. Edward England captured my ship, and they forced me, they first asked, if I would join the pirate crew. I said, no, I don't want to. I'm an honest seaman. They forced me to join. Now, in doing so, they were polite enough to give me a written document stating that I was forced into piracy, that if ever I get caught and be brought to trial, I could produce this document and I wouldn't be hung, which is what the penalty was for piracy. Well, now I was on board a private pirate vessel, and I quickly rose through the ranks from an ordinary seaman working up. They saw that I had skills of sailing and stuff, and I worked my way all the way up to first mate. But there were so many pirates now, because many privateers did not know what to do. And there was so much money to be had. There was so much shipping all through the Caribbean. So these pirates set up a base in Nassau in the Bahamas, not far from here. They sailed through the Florida Keys because the Spanish down in Cuba and throughout the other side of the Gulf had many treasure ships. And so the pirates were so successful at taking the enemy ships, and not just the enemy, there was There was no real war at this point. It was the French, the Spanish, the Dutch, the English, everything. They shut down the shipping. The King of England tried to stop it by sending the Royal Navy. We did not fear the Royal Navy. The ship I was on was outfitted with over 40 guns. And we sailed back and forth across the Atlantic from the Bahamas to Africa to Madagascar and others. But we made our base there in Nassau. The King of England, George I, tried and tried to find a way to stop us pirates. He couldn't do it. So, in around 1719, he issued a royal proclamation. This was his solution to stop piracy. He published this. It's called the Act of Grace. Now, I was a pirate at this time. Matter of fact, I was very successful. And I heard about this coming down. An ex-privateer from England named Woodes Rogers came down to be the royal governor of Nassau. He was going to expel piracy from out the Caribbean, starting in Nassau, where we had over 1,000 pirates that lived there. Only 100 residents were still on the island when Woodes Rogers arrived. We were a colony. We were a republic. Each man had a voice in our government. We even had an insurance policy if you got hurt at work. If you lost a leg or an arm, you were compensated by money. We had a great system that was set up as the first major republic here in North America. Most people don't know that. And I was a member of this. But I didn't want this because now my pockets were being lined with silver and gold and jewels. So what I did is I stayed with Edward England sailing across as his first mate. We sailed across hearing that Woodes Rogers was coming. Blackbeard, one of my friends, Edward Teach, he said, I'm not taking no pardon. Charles Vane, another one, I'm not taking the pardon. Bellamy and others, we all said, no, we don't want the pardon. Though many did take it. Ben Hornigold did, as did others. But I was still a wanted man as a pirate now. If I was to be caught, they would hang me. Even though I had this pardon to get away from because of I was forced into piracy, I sort of just ripped that up because I was enjoying my life of thievery and stealing and taking my money then to Nassau and spending it. And I was enjoying my life. I didn't want a pardon. But when Woodes Rogers came, he very quickly hung 9 pirates. We scattered. Edward England and others decided, let's go over to Madagascar. We'll set up a new base. Others, Bellamy, sailed north up to around Boston. Blackbeard went to the Carolinas. So we sort of scattered about. Woodes Rogers sent Ben Hornigold, the man who taught us how to be pirates, who is now working for the English government, was sent after us to catch us and to hang us. So we took off. I sailed across on my way to Africa. We captured a nice-sized vessel. And Edward England said, James, this vessel's for you. It's got cannon on board. We'll go steal some more cannon. We'll outfit you. You will have a vessel here in my fleet. So I sailed with him. I now was the captain of my own ship. But I heard he was wanting to go to Madagascar. I didn't like the thought of going to Madagascar. I thought, I'm going to turn around and try going back around Nassau. How bad can it be with Woodes Rogers there? That's when I found out he was hanging pirates. And so I decided to do as Blackbeard and Vane and Bellamy, work along the east coast of the colonies here. I started concentrating around the Carolinas and Virginia, capturing ships there. But we had a price on our head, and the governors of these colonies were after us. Yet when the Act of Grace was given by King James, what it says when you open it up and you read it says that any pirate who would give up piracy can keep his ship, can keep what he has taken, and he will become an honorable citizen again of England. We would have a home again. We promised, according to this, we had to promise to give up piracy. Do you understand? All of the past things, all of my crimes would be absolved. by this act of grace that he gave us. King George gave us an act of grace. At first, I didn't want it, but as I saw my days being numbered as being a captain of my own pirate ship, I eventually decided, because my friend Blackbeard was killed, the British got him, the colonies, they got him, Bellamy drowned off the coast of Massachusetts, and I thought, my days are numbered. So I myself went to North Carolina, and I took the pardon. Swore allegiance to the king, made a promise that I would never do piracy again. I was paid a salary for that decision, and I was given land, and I got to keep everything I had. I was now a wealthy man, but I was now an honest man because of an act of grace. I didn't have to do anything except take the pardon. It's interesting because God knows that we are all sinners. I was a sinner. I was a thief. I was a murderer. But he would forgive me of all my crimes if I just swore allegiance to him. And thus I did in North Carolina. I settled in. I became a magistrate, a very important person in the colony there. And I died a very happy man, married, even named another child, my first child after me, James Lane. And as time has gone on, every one of the Lanes always had a James Lane in the family. After me, the pirate, James Lane. I was offered a free pardon. You are also offered a free pardon, one from God for anything you have done. I could not outsin this pardon. God has a pardon you cannot outsin. Will you take his pardon and be a free person and live with all the treasure of heaven? I hope you do. Accept the king's pardon.
We would like to thank the following gold and silver sponsors of the 2024 Marine Biology Trip who made this ministry possible. Marvin Joyce Husson, the Bojar family, Michael and Denise Lane, Jonah and Naomi Van Petersen, the Hahn family, Stitch It Custom Embroidery and so much more, Corey and Coco, Wildlake Real Estate, and Arizona Tea. You can learn more about sponsorships at evidenceforfaith.org/marinebiology or use the links in the description.